right, team, let's take a few minutes to level set on something that can really help effectiveness in the field. I know many folks focus on supply chain, but AirLife products are used across both respiratory and anesthesia teams, not just one person. So you're almost never selling to a single role in the hospital. Each person you interact with has a different focus. Some care about cost, some care about ease of use, others are focused on patient outcomes or workflow. And what matters to one person may not matter at all to another. When you understand who they are and what they care about, your conversations are more impactful. You build trust faster and you're much more likely to get buy-in across the entire care team. So let's walk through some of the key roles and where our products fit in. Let's start with anesthesia. An anesthesiologist is a physician, an MD or a DO with about 12 to 16 years of education and training. They lead anesthesia care, make critical decisions, manage complex cases, and supervise CRNAs and other anesthesia staff in the OR. They are experts in all things airway. CRNAs. CRNAs are certified registered nurse anesthetists. They're advanced practice nurses. They have a BSN, plus they have completed a doctoral level anesthesia program and hold a national certificate. They administer anesthesia, place airways, run the anesthesia machine, monitor patients, and depending on the setting, they may function independently or alongside an anesthesiologist. There's also certified anesthesia assistants. Certified anesthesia assistants are highly trained, graduate-level, non-physician anesthesia professionals. They're trained extensively in delivering quality anesthesia care and advanced patient monitoring. Currently, they're able to work in 24 states. Anesthesia technicians or anesthesia techs are typically certificate or associate trained support staff focused on equipment and workflow. They prepare and maintain anesthesia machines, stock supplies, assist with setup and turnover, and support the anesthesia team during cases. And this is important, very important. Just because they may not have the same level of education does not mean they aren't incredibly valuable to our team. In many cases, they're the most helpful when it comes to product evaluations, feedback, and understanding what's really happening in the OR. They may also play a key role in ordering and monitoring product levels. So what products fit into the anesthesia category? Anesthesia circuits and masks, lead wires, Metasorb, AirQ3 and SGAs, endotracheal and endobronchial tubes, Supernova, Entitel, laryngoscope and handles, including Vision Pro, pressure infusion bags, and many more. Remember, this isn't a complete list, and also keep in mind, each role may value the individual products differently. So now let's shift to respiratory. On the respiratory side, we have pulmonologists. A pulmonologist is a physician with an internal medicine training plus a pulmonary or pulmonary critical care fellowship. They diagnose and manage lung disease like COPD, asthma, and other lung diseases. They also perform procedures like bronchoscopy and are often involved in complex respiratory cases, which can include the ICU. An intensivist is a critical care physician with specialized fellowship training. They lead ICU care, manage life support like ventilators and vasopressors, coordinate multidisciplinary teams, and make high-stakes decisions for critically ill patients. They may also be a pulmonologist or come from anesthesia, surgical, or other specialty backgrounds. For example, at many facilities, a trauma surgeon also functions as an intensivist. Then we have critical care nurses. Critical care nurses, or ICU-RNs, are the constant at the bedside. They have an associate, bachelor's, or master's training, often with certificates like the CCRN. They provide continuous patient care, titrate drips, monitor hemodynamics, and act as the primary eyes and ears of the care team. And here's the key for you as sales reps. They may not be respiratory or anesthesia, but they always want to know what's happening in their unit. And in many cases, it may be their budget that you're working with. Respiratory therapists, RTs or RRTs, are clinicians with associate, bachelor's, or master's degrees in national credentialing. They manage airways and ventilator support, deliver respiratory therapies, assist with intubation, and are the go-to experts for pulmonary mechanics, oxygenation, and ventilator strategies. They may not always have the final decision-making authority, but in this category, they're the ones using the majority of our products every single day. Some of those products are going to include Duotherm, our flex bottle, closed suction, mini bell, Restore 2, Nebutec, and other small volume nebs. Airlife Open for oxygen delivery, end title, AirQ3, resuscitation bags, and more. Again, keep in mind this isn't the complete list. And we also have areas that don't fit into a single category, like ER. Emergency medicine physicians complete medical school followed by 3 to 4 year residency in emergency medicine. They are responsible for rapid assessment, stabilization, and initial management of all patient types from minor complaints to life-threatening emergencies. Airway management, monitoring, and quick decision-making are central to their role and often under time-sensitive and high-pressure conditions. This is a great area for things like lead wires, end-tidal CO2, AirQ3, and resuscitation. So as you're out in the field, just remember this. You're not just selling a product, you're navigating a team. And the more you understand each role, what they do, what they care about, and how our products fit into their workflow, the more effective, credible, and successful you're going to be. If you have any questions about any of these roles, please feel free to reach out to me, Nick Privo, or anybody on the clinical team, and we will help have those conversations with you. Thank you.